President John Dramani Mahama has presented his policy guidelines to the nation aimed at maximizing the resources and energies of the countries towards consolidating the gains made so far in the last 4 years. Addressing the nation, the president expressed commitment to pursuing the priorities set under the Better Ghana agenda. President Mahama stated this when he outlined critical policy action from this month to December at the Accra International Conference Center.
My task in the 4 months left of the unexpired term of this administration is to ensure effective completion of the agenda set by the government of the late president, whom I had the honor of serving as vice president. The commitment to invest in people, to build a strong economy, to develop infrastructure, and to ensure transparency and accountability in governance were the building blocks of the Better Ghana agenda, and I remain steadfast in pursuing that commitment. Among the priorities that were set for this final year of the first term were: A, consolidating our achievements in holding down inflation and maintaining macroeconomic stability; B, in maintaining discipline in government expenditure so as to avoid unbudgeted expenditure that can distort economic performance; C, effectively implementing the single spine salary structure for public services so that improved remuneration for our public servants can lead to increased productivity in their performance; D, stimulating growth in agriculture and industry with a view to generating jobs, especially for the youth of our country; E, accelerating infrastructure development; F, ensuring wise utilization in a transparent manner of oil revenues and gas revenues; G, ensuring proper governance of our natural resources; and H, ensuring local content as a cross-sectoral imperative.
President Mahama said government is determined not to overspend to derail the economic gains made. In view of this, all ministries, departments and agencies, as well as the MMDCEs, have been directed not to embark on any new project and program that has not been budgeted for in this election year.
We are determined to break the cycle of overspending, especially in election years. Strict instructions have already gone out to all sectors against any unbudgeted expenditure. No new projects are allowed to be undertaken without strict adherence to the discipline of the national budget. Each sector minister has to give an account of compliance with this directive. I'm convening a cabinet meeting next week to receive briefings from each sector on this directive. On the basis of these briefings, the Minister of Finance will also brief cabinet on the outlook for government expenditure.
President Mahama also announced some measures government has instituted to reduce the payment of judgment debts. He charged the Ministries of Finance and Economic Planning and the Attorney General Department to collaborate in this regard.
This government will ensure that the taxes of Ghanaians, donor funds and all resources held in trust by us for the people of Ghana are used judiciously and effectively in order to better the lot of the ordinary Ghanaian. All forms of corruption and wastage of public resources will be confronted by government, from the payment of government monies to persons and institutions who do not deserve them, to the misuse of government assets by officials of state. Government will not shirk its legitimate responsibilities in the context where the private sector engages with government as a business partner. Certain judicial processes against government has occasioned significant state resources having to be paid out to those who have initiated those processes. While legitimate debts of the state must be paid, it would appear that in some instances payments have been made in circumstances that, were all the facts known, those payments should not have happened. This is a problem that has cut across different administrations. I'm directing the Attorney General to ensure that no payments on account of judgment debts above a certain amount are made without clearance from Cabinet, as has already been decided. The Minister for Justice and Attorney General is requested to take following action on the following immediately. Ensure that all monies paid to persons and institutions who do not deserve them are retrieved through all legal means at the disposal of the state. Create a channel for those with genuine cases for redress in situations where they have dealt with government as a business partner to be able to petition government in case of any disagreement. I've also decided to appoint a sole commissioner to thoroughly examine the judgment debt and negotiated settlement conundrum and recommend for immediate implementation legislative and systems remediation. The overall purpose should be to refashion and and systematize the procedures for negotiating, contracting, executing, monitoring, and resolving disputes involving business transactions where government is a party. In particular, Ghanaian Fora must be the primary venue for the resolution of these disputes over contracts that are performed in Ghana. The Ministry of Finance and Economic Planning and the Attorney General's Department must continue to improve both preventive and defensive methods for insulating government against these losses, including judgment debt. However, we will not disrupt the court processes or second-guess judges. The Minister of Finance is also being instructed to institute more stringent procurement, pre-audit, and financial due process requirements to complement the efforts of the Minister of Justice and Attorney General to stem the tide of mounting judgment debts against government.
The president also proposed a twice-a-year meeting between the president and leaders of other political parties and announced that the Implementation Committee of the Constitution Review Commission will soon start working on some pertinent issues in the recommendations.
Our president, the chief executive of Team Ghana, must also meet the leadership of political parties on the opposing side of government at least twice every calendar year to discuss matters of national interest which can best be handled on an all-party basis. As I do not have the benefit of more than 6 months before the end of my current term of office as president, I will in this month wish to meet other political party leaders as an ice-breaking meeting and set the new arrangement into motion, hoping that it will be continued by subsequent presidents. I feel obliged to take the policy of Father for All enunciated by our immediate past president, Professor John Evans Atta Mills, a step further. The Office of President has concluded the modalities for a Constitution Review Implementation Committee to start work this week. I have noted various expressions of public anxiety on aspects of the government white paper on the CRC report. These expressions have been documented and will be reviewed. In the meantime, the Implementation Committee will proceed with some pertinent actions that impinge on the very unity that I have pledged to uphold. These include the implementation of measures that will reduce the phenomenon of winner-takes-all in our governance, including granting a measure of deconcentration of central government using the regional coordinating councils, and for reducing ethnicity, corruption, and over-politicization of national processes.
President John Mahama.
Ghana's development partners have lauded the president's policy guidelines announced this morning. The World Bank country director, Yusufa Crooks, who spoke on behalf of the development partners and the World Bank, pledged to support the government to deliver on the policies.
The strong commitment in your statement to efficient public spending, fiscal prudence, and accountability, both financial accountability, but also critically social accountability as well. These core principles will clearly underpin government's efforts to continue to foster growth, to create the conditions for expanded and sustained job creation, to deliver basic services, and to extend the country's truly enviable record of poverty reduction over the past decade. Your Excellency, in line with the compact that we entered into in June this year, we remain and continue to remain committed to supporting your development programs.
World Bank Country Director Mustafa Crooks. President John Dramani Mahama had just presented a statement outlining his policy direction for next 4 months. Radio Ghana solicits views of some experts on the statement. First, we ask the former chairman of the Public Accounts Committee, PAC of Parliament, Salas Mensah, to what extent he thinks the president's policy direction could make an impact on the country's economic development. So what do you make of the president's policy direction?
Oh, it's a very, very comprehensive statement for this last 4 months of his administration. But definitely, I know he's going to continue come January 2013. But looking, listening to the policy statement, as I said, it has been very comprehensive and it has touched on a lot of aspects which I don't think I will be able to, you know, list all right now. But the important ones, one, the efficient public spending that he touched on is very, very encouraging. And also he touched, you know, on accountability and transparency in our financial and management systems, which is also very, very encouraging and which we must look up to. And also, he plans to fully implement the Millennium Development Goal, the MDG, and also eliminate our infrastructure deficit by, you know, bringing in, you know, projects which will really see to our housing deficit and other transportation roads and everything. You also touch on the private sector expansion, which is of very, very great importance to this country, and also the management of the public sector, to mention a few. I think with all these policies that has been mentioned and been strengthened, that action will be taken on, I think it's been very encouraging, and the statement might be lauded by everybody.
Coming from an accountability background, that is, if we want to look actually in the light of this PAC in Parliament, talking about accountability, what suggestions would you want to add to what the President has also outlined this morning?
Oh, the President, you know, what he outlined this morning is quite comprehensive. It encompasses everything. I don't want to repeat it. I mean, these are issues that we've been raising, you know, for all these years that it should happen. For example, I don't see why somebody should be paid without offering the services that he's been asked to do. So setting up some of these eminent people to look at some of these payments is in the right direction, and everybody must support it.
Thank you very much. That was former chairman of the Public Accounts Committee of Parliament, Salas Mensah, on the line. The President also talked about a meeting with the private sector and pledged the establishment of a private sector advisory council to fast-track the economic development process. What does that mean to the nation's economic advancement? Dr. William Haji is a social policy analyst. Good afternoon to you, Dr. Haji.
Good afternoon.
First of all, what is your impression about the policy direction?
I'd like to repeat what Honorable Salas Mensah said, that it was a very comprehensive policy statement, which goes beyond even just the statement to implementation, evaluation, and actually a result achievement.
In that case, I would want to ask if you have any reservation. Perhaps you didn't touch on some pertinent issues, maybe to your satisfaction.
For me, as a policy analyst, there are two dimensions that affect me. First of all, servant who owes the public a service, and therefore I am obligated to deliver service that would offer value for money, and which that was one of the points, the key points he made, that as public servants we need to deliver on our mandate to ensure that the public receives value for the money that they spend on being us. But beyond that, I think that it's a toxic demonstration of fidelity to the uncompleted agenda of the former president, but also a slight deviation from it in to the extent that he's challenging all who have the responsibility to deliver on every aspect of that particular agenda to ensure that that is done. In ensuring that that is done, we would have carried out the intention of the late president, but also to show that Ghana is making progress towards achieving the goals and the moving towards the middle income status that we all yearn for.
Well, Dr. Haji, what do you make of the institution of the private sector, establishment of a private sector advisory council?
Yes, the president also indicated that there is going to be renewed commitment to public-private partnership. In situations where you don't have all the resources and the expertise, such partnerships are very useful. And therefore, creating a lead institution to take the private sector issues on board is a very appropriate policy direction that the country must. And I think the president needs to be applauded for doing that.
Okay, thank you very much, Dr. William Mahaji, a policy analyst. President Mahama also proposed to hold meetings with other political party leaders at least twice a year to discuss critical issues of national interest. Will this proposal be accepted to the political parties, and how will this help to ensure peace and harmony in the country?